USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. U.S. Representative Liz Cheney, a fierce Republican critic of Donald Trump, who has played a prominent role in the congressional probe of the assault on the Capitol, lost to a Trump-backed primary challenger in Wyoming. Cheney broadened her attack on the former president, saying he was spreading an insidious lie and alleging that the FBI agents who searched his Florida home were politically motivated. China's making it clear it's still angry over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. China's U.S. ambassador warned that engagement with Taiwan will have some consequences. He said Beijing will view further U.S. arms sales, official travel to Taiwan, or naval activity near the self-governing island as provocations that will further destabilize relations and block dialogue on issues such as climate change and nuclear security. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Backed by the grassroots labor group that secured the first ever union victory of an Amazon warehouse in the U.S., workers of another warehouse filed a petition on Tuesday for an election in upstate New York in the hopes of a similar outcome. A spokesperson for the National Labor Relations Board said the petition was filed to the warehouse known as ALB-1, located in the town of Shodak, roughly 10 miles southeast of Albany. To qualify for a union election, the NLRB requires signatures from 30% of eligible voters at a specific facility. Amazon did not immediately respond to a request for comment regarding how many employees it has at the Shodak location. And words of warning to pet owners about monkeypox. A case of an infected dog has been reported in Europe. Researchers in France are reporting a case of a dog developing the pox after being exposed by its owners, prompting the CDC to update its guidance saying pets exposed to someone with monkeypox should stay home and away from other people and animals for 21 days after the most recent exposure. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Before July 4th, Cooper Roberts was almost always active and running around. He loved playing sports, including soccer, baseball, and football, and riding his bike. Life has looked very different since the 8-year-old was shot in the Highland Park 4th of July attack and left paralyzed. 7 people were killed, dozens injured by the gunman who fired from a roof into the crowd. There are layers upon layers of cruelty with being shot by a sniper. Most people don't witness the grueling aftermath of surviving these devastating wounds, Cooper's family said in a Tuesday update on his condition. He's an 8-year-old boy who feels hopeless, sad, and angry as the reality of his life is settling in. In Wisconsin, the Kettle Moraine School Board has voted to prohibit teachers and staff from displaying pride flags and other items. The policy bans district employees from displaying religious or political messages, including We Back the Badge and Black Lives Matter signs and pride flags. The board voted unanimously to keep the code of conduct in place as recently interpreted by the superintendent. Most of those who spoke at a very crowded board meeting opposed the policy. The American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin says it's looking into the code of conduct. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland and other officials visited Fresno, California Wednesday to get a first-hand look at the severe drought conditions gripping the West just one day after federal officials announced that Arizona and Nevada will be forced to cut back on water deliveries from the Colorado River due to intensifying conditions. Ms. Haaland assured everyone that help was coming from Washington. This is USA Radio News.